how to use AI for your taxes, and how not to use it. Tax season starts early this year, or at least, it should for you, because this one is a doozy. Thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBBA, which Congress passed in 2025, there are some significant, and potentially confusing, changes coming to your tax return. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Even if you're asking an artificially intelligent chatbot, whenever a friend asks me about using AI, I say the same thing. Treat it like a capable coworker, who never gets tired, and sometimes gets things wrong. You can ask a chatbot 1,000 questions, and with the latest frontier models, ChatGPT 5.2 thinking, and Claude Opus 4.6, you're going to get better answers than you might have last year, presumably with fewer hallucinations. They're even getting better at doing math, which has historically been a weak spot for large language models. Still, you wouldn't let your energetic, but slightly dishonest, coworker file the final draft of an important report. Treat ChatGPT and Claude the same way, especially when it comes to tax season. These tools aren't designed to file your taxes for you, and you shouldn't be uploading your forms for a proofreading before submitting them to the IRS. Your tax documents, namely your W-2 and any 1099s, include sensitive personal information, like your social security number, and your address.